KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have clear skies and 76 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 91. Just a slight chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In an update to their previous report yesterday, in fact, the National Weather Service in Des Moines says the hottest weather of the year thus far will impact Iowa through this upcoming weekend. High temperatures will top out in the upper 80s to mid-90s each day, with overnight lows only in the 70s each night. Heat index values will approach 100 degrees each afternoon and evening, making this easily the hottest stretch of weather experienced since last summer. The hottest temperatures are likely in the western half of the state, and a heat advisory is in effect for three counties in northwest Iowa. The latest information puts the heat index, or how it feels, in Atlantic, Council Bluffs, and Sheldon at around 103 degrees, Sioux City 105, 101 in Carroll. Des Moines and Fort Dodge will feel like 101 also, and 102 in Algona and Ames. Estherville could have a heat index of around 100 degrees this weekend. Other locations will reach 95 to 75 degrees on the heat index. So if you're planning outdoor activities, avoid prolonged exposure to the heat and be heat smart. Police in Red Oak arrested 28-year-old Kirsten Lynn Wilberding of Red Oak at around 8:40 p.m. Thursday. She was taken into custody in 300 block of East Market Street for domestic abuse assault. Wilberding was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies were called Thursday to the vicinity of 2405 Broadway Street in Red Oak for a reported suspicious female. Deputies arrived on the scene and made contact with 28-year-old Jamie Renee Miner of Red Oak. And upon further investigation, Miner was taken into custody for possession of unlawful prescription drugs. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports that on Tuesday, a recent burglary in Pacific Junction was being investigated. During the investigation, deputies were able to identify multiple suspects involved in several other burglaries in Pacific Junction. And on Wednesday, with the assistance from Glenwood Police, search warrants were executed at 23998 Ives Avenue, just outside of Glenwood, and at an apartment located at 101 South Hazel Street in Glenwood. Five people were arrested, and more than $10,000 in stolen property was seized, along with about 725 grams of marijuana and some firearms. Arrested on 15 felony counts and several other charges was 39-year-old Daniel Lee Walling II, 32-year-old Danielle Jean Frazier, 32-year-old Shaw Aaron Peterson, and 36-year-old Misty B. Pedersen, all of Glenwood, along with 23-year-old Gregory Jacob Jameson of Pacific Junction. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit was called to a residence in Bedford Wednesday. The K-9 SEBA indicated to the presence of narcotic substances, and following an investigation, two people were taken into custody. 44-year-old Elmer Harwell and 36-year-old Cynthia Butler, both of Bedford, were arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. Harwell was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $4,300 bond. Butler's bond was set at $2,300. Officials at the Creston Police Department Thursday said one of their beloved retired canines has died. In their social media posts, authorities said it is with great sadness the Creston Police Department announces the passing of retired canine Minko. Minko was a German Shepherd born in 2009 and started with the Creston Police Department in 2011 with canine handler Jared Otten. In 2012, Minko went to Officer Jared Merritt, where he continued to serve for more than 4 years. In December of 2016, Minko retired to farm life with his former handler, Jared. He served the community with pride and will be missed. Well, the Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for your assistance in locating a missing man. 38-year-old Justin Messmore was last seen in Council Bluffs on June 28th at 11:30 p.m. Justin left his residence on foot and does not have a cell phone with him. He's described as being 6 feet 1 inches tall, weighing 170 pounds. Brown hair with blue eyes. If you happen to locate that man, there is a picture of him in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. You're asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-5737. Three men were arrested following separate traffic stops in Glenwood. According to Glenwood Police, 26-year-old Ivan Lozano and 58-year-old Douglas Pryor, both of Council Bluffs, were arrested Wednesday. Lozano was arrested for driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. Pryor was arrested for driving under suspension. His bond was set at $566. On Thursday, 53-year-old Michael Holtz of Malvern was arrested for driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. And finally in the news, a woman from Nebraska was arrested in a Pottawatomie County courtroom Wednesday on a valid Pottawatomie County warrant. The Pott County Sheriff's Office's 23-year-old Brianna Nicole Evans of Omaha was arrested for child endangerment, abandonment or bodily injury, and theft in the fifth degree. Evans was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. In our funeral announcements, George Henry Steenhuisen, age 85, of Irwin, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for George Steenhuisen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Liam James Gearing, the infant son of Ian and Lydia Gearing of Atlantic, died Sunday. A memorial visitation for Liam Gearing will be held Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. James A. Hightoff, age 68, of Audubon, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A mass of Christian burial for James Hightoff will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Aaron Newton, age 44, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died June 22nd at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Aaron Newton will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Tom Anderson, age 65, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Tom Anderson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Randy Allen, age 64, of Carson, died June 17th in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Randy Allen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dennis Denny Studelberg, age 69, of Mitchell, South Dakota, and formerly of Atlantic, died May 28th in Mitchell. A celebration of life for Denny Studelberg will be tomorrow beginning at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. The gathering is at 4 o'clock with a service to start at 4:30, and the family invites you to stay afterward to enjoy a Hawkeye tailgate party with all the fixings. Shirley Ann Jacobson, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. A celebration of life for Shirley Ann Jacobson will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic and the Atlantic First UMC are assisting the family with arrangements. Dale Lyle Heminger, age 71, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dale Heminger will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dale Allen Haynes of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died June the 12th. Memorial services for Dale Haynes will be on July 6th at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Elmer Lenny Pruitt III, age 41, of Messina, died Wednesday at his home in rural Messina. Services for Elmer Lenny Pruitt III will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.